Married at First Sight. Chapter 4215. Dad, you should have gotten rid of them all from the start and built a network of people loyal only to you. Timothy believed his father had made a mistake by keeping those people around. Mr. Lab shook his head. There are too many of them. There are relatives and friends. We share the same goal. We can't just eliminate them all at once. He had rallied them to overthrow the head of the family, erasing the entire bloodline, men, women, children, even the elderly. The reason? They were all from collateral branches, envious of the direct line that had always held power. With a shared ambition, his plan succeeded. He had waited more than a decade for the right moment to strike. But even after wiping out the direct bloodline, he still couldn't claim the headship. The family seal, the sacred token, and the ancestral totem, without them, he was merely an acting head. Many loyalists still refused to obey him. Even worse, he couldn't gain control over much of the Lab family's wealth. The family's ancestors had anticipated power-hungry figures like him and created rules to prevent them from seizing control. Even exterminating the direct lineage wouldn't make him the true leader. It was maddening. "All right, I'll head back later," Timothy said. His family's affairs took priority over chasing his wife. He accepted his father's orders without argument. "Good. When you return, stop by the jewelry store and pick up the set I ordered for your mother. It's a gift to make her happy." "How long will you be in Wildspoon, Dad?" Timothy asked. "Not sure. I met a person and want to establish a connection with him. The people backing him are incredibly powerful. Compared to them, our family is like an ant next to an elephant. There's no competition." Timothy was intrigued. "Who could be so powerful that even we can't compare?" "Dad, when you become the real head of the family, who could possibly surpass you?" Right now, their power was limited because his father was only the acting head. The true elites and the most formidable bodyguards of the Lab family only followed orders from the legitimate leader. Without the proper token and totem, they wouldn't recognize his authority. That was their biggest concern. Those artifacts had been hidden by the previous head. The only person who might have them was the child who had escaped with the nanny. If that child only had one of the artifacts, it would be even more infuriating. The nanny had been dead for years. They had searched everywhere, her home, her family, even distant relatives, but the token was nowhere to be found. "I still have things to take care of. You're in charge of the family and business while I'm away. Handle things well. I trust you. Don't let me down. One day, everything I've built will be yours." Mr. Lab saw Timothy as his rightful successor, painting an enticing picture of the future to keep him loyal. He needed Timothy on his side, not turning against him, to protect his wife's interests. If he did become the real head, he wouldn't relinquish his power until his last breath. He had dreamed of this position since childhood.
"I understand, Dad."
"Good. That's settled." Mr. Lab hung up quickly, slid his phone back into his pocket, pulled out a cigarette, and lit up. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4216. Chapter 4216. After chain smoking for a while, Mr. Lab returned to his room. Carrie was still asleep. He gazed at her with cold indifference, zero sympathy. Standing by the bed, he looked down at her. No matter how much he had trained her, she was still useless. If Mrs. Lab hadn't already been introduced to Serenity and others, making her identity known, he would have disposed of this worthless woman already. Turning away, he left the room. Carrie didn't dare open her eyes until she heard the door close. She had woken up during his phone call with Timothy but had stayed still, afraid he'd suspect her of eavesdropping. Just moments ago, when he stood by her bed, she had felt the unmistakable chill of murderous intent in his gaze. He was going to kill her sooner or later. Panic set in. She wanted to run, but where? Who would help her?
For a fleeting moment, she considered running to Cameron and confessing everything. But she dismissed the idea almost immediately. Her current misery was Cameron's fault. They were sworn enemies. One of them had to die. Even if she perished, she would make sure to drag Cameron down with her. York Corporation. In the president's office, Zachary kept stealing glances at his pregnant wife. Serenity had accompanied him to work today since she had a prenatal checkup scheduled at 10. As always, Zachary insisted on going with her. The workaholic he once was had completely transformed. Now, he was a doting husband, treating his wife like the most precious thing in his life. "Saren, do you want some water? Fruit? Snacks? What are you reading?" Abandoning his work, he walked around the desk to sit beside her. Serenity smiled at his fussing. "I'm reading one of those parenting books you bought. I already have water, remember, you poured me a glass as soon as we got here. And you brought me fruit and snacks too." She chuckled. "How many times are you going to ask the same thing? I told you I could go to the checkup alone, but you insisted on coming. And now you're too distracted to work. Having me here just throws you off." When Serenity was around, Zachary couldn't focus on anything else. "You're not bothering me at all," he countered, reaching for her cup. "But this water's cold. Let me get you a fresh one." He picked up the cup and walked away, adding over his shoulder, "Really, I'm not busy at all."